Here's the news. Here's the news to all the liberal Democrat women out there that are going to go vote for Kamala Harris because they think they're going to have their right to an abortion. I got news for you. The Democrats are not going to give you a right to an abortion. Are you crazy? This is their number one get out the vote issue. Forget about my political beliefs. Forget about me being pro-life, Christian, anything. Forget about that. Doesn't matter. This is me giving you the truth. This is the real situation. The Democrats will never give you the right to an abortion because they know it's the number one thing that makes you vote Democrat. Do you really think, no pun intended, that they're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater on that deal? Do you really believe that? The number one single issue voter, the number one get out the vote issue for Democrats is abortion, and you really think they're going to take that off the table? Don't be so stupid. Don't be so stupid. But they do. They believe it. They believe it all. And again, we can't even have a real conversation. We can't have a real conversation about the border and immigration. We can't have a real conversation about abortion. What does Kamala Harris mean here when she talks about a team ready to deal with election results? Clip 14.
We've got 2 weeks to go, and I'm very much grounded in the present in terms of the task at hand, and we will deal with election.
I'm very much grounded in the presence. Oh, yes, Kamala's chi. Oh, my gosh. All right, just play it again.
We've got 2 weeks to go, and I'm very much grounded in the present in terms of the task at hand, and we will deal with election night and the days after as they come, and we have the resources and the expertise and the focus on that as well.
So your team is ready to go? Is that what you're saying? Are you thinking about that as a possibility?
Of course.
She doesn't even know. There's no point of even analyzing these clips. They're meaningless. This is the most shallow, empty candidate. This is the most empty suit candidate I've ever seen in my life. There's no point of even analyzing that. Oh, Kamala, she's grounded in the moment. She's centered in the moment. She's living in the present. Oh, she has so much chi. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, please. God wouldn't do that, right? I mean, God wouldn't give us 4 years of this woman. We don't deserve that. Surely we don't deserve this. We've suffered enough. 4 years of this empty suit, 4 years of this empty brain. Why am I even analyzing these clips? This woman's an idiot. All right, let's continue. She was at the White House today. She stepped outside for a press event. Went to the podium for 3 minutes to insult Donald Trump and then disappeared. Clip 13.
Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Hold on. You got to find a way to squeeze some juice out of this. Did she say wild Donald Trump? I got to hear that again. I kind of like that. You know, Kamala came out and she said something I kind of liked. She said, a wild Donald Trump. We're kind of wild, huh? Little bit wild. You saw me with the fries. A little bit wild there. A wild Donald Trump. All right, let's hear Kamala. Wild Donald Trump. I'll shut up.
Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had. Donald Trump said that because he does not want a military that is loyal to the United States Constitution. He wants a military that is loyal to him. He wants a military
you love the Constitution.
Who will be loyal to him personally, one that will obey his orders even when he tells them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States. In just the past week, Donald Trump has repeatedly called his fellow Americans the enemy from within, and even said that he would use the United States military to go after American citizens. And let's be clear about who he considers to be the enemy from within. Anyone who refuses to bend a knee or dares to criticize him would qualify, in his mind, as the enemy within. Like judges, like journalists, like nonpartisan election officials. It is deeply troubling and incredibly dangerous that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler, the man who is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of Americans. All of this is further evidence for the American people of who Donald Trump really is. This is a window into who Donald Trump really is. Mm-hmm. From the people who know him best, mm-hmm. from the people who worked with him side by side in the Oval Office and in the Situation Room.
You got a nice book deal, too.
And it is clear from John Kelly's words that Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascist.
Oh.
Who, in fact, vowed to be a dictator on day one and vowed to use the military as his personal militia to carry out his personal and political vendettas.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable.
Oh, yes.
And in
a
second term, people like John Kelly would not be there to be the guardrails against his propensities and his actions. Those who once tried to stop him
from pursuing his
worst impulses would no longer be there. And no longer be there to rein him in. So the bottom line is this. We know what Donald Trump wants. He wants unchecked power. The question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want? Thank you.
And then she's gone. So she stepped out of the White House for that press event to call Trump Hitler. Now, keep in mind what she said about the military thing here, because, we'll respond to that in a second. But let me again just break down what's happening here. It probably came right out of the Biden White House. Or some of these deep state operatives now that they're working with. And they said, let's publish a story about Trump loving Hitler. The story was already supposed to be published, folks. And nobody would print it. It was that much trash. Nobody would even print their story. So, but they're just rolling with it anyway. And so all their paid propagandists are saying Trump loves Hitler. Kamala Harris is coming out saying Trump loves Hitler. And they're just going forward with it, even though nobody would publish the story. So this was all supposed to be in response to somebody publishing that story. Nobody would publish it. And so they're saying, well, let's just go with it anyway. But do you see how desperate they are? They can't run on policy. They can't run on 4 years of Biden's success. They can't run on Kamala Harris's qualifications or success. They can't run. Nothing is working for them. They already got the abortion vote locked up, and they have nothing else. It's not enough to win. And so they're going with Trump is Hitler with 2 weeks to go to the election. This was supposed to be their October surprise, folks. I guarantee you. And it was supposed to be either the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Atlantic Time. Somebody, they were banking on somebody publishing a story about how much Trump loves Hitler. He's got posters in his room. He has a worshiping vessel. You know, he wears a Hitler mustache. He recites his, you know, and nobody would publish it. That was supposed to be their October surprise. All of this stuff was supposed to be in response to that story, and nobody would publish it because it's such trash, and the Democrats are still running with it. Now, the thing she said about the military, of course, is ironic because it's the Biden-Harris administration that's changed the policy to use the military to kill Americans, to kill Trump supporters when they steal the election, if that's the case. So RFK Jr. responds with that clip and says, "This is the kind of inflammatory poison that divides our nation and inspires assassins. It's particularly ironic since Biden and Harris have just pushed through the DOD Directive 5240, giving the Pentagon the power for the first time in U.S. history to use lethal force to kill Americans on U.S. soil who protest government policies." RFK Jr., thank you. Thank you. Now let's get Tulsi Gabbard. Now let's get everybody else to talk about how the Biden-Harris administration is going to use the military on American people.
Now, the one thing I want you to do, if I could ask you to do anything for America and Alex and this network and this crew, the one thing I would ask you to do, go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club. It's $30 a month, but you get $40 in store credit. So if you're going to buy a $35 shirt, you might as well sign up for the VIP Club so that you can get that extra $10 and just get the shirt that you want. That is going to ensure that we can fund this operation, fund the next operation, and ensure that Alex always has a voice. They can try to steal his identity. They can try to steal his business. They can try to steal America. They can try to sacrifice humanity in nuclear genocide. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for Alex Jones VIP Club, they'll never take away our voice. They'll never take away our freedom. They'll never take away free speech, and we can save America together. Please go now and be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.